Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. My biggest belief, my biggest teaching in all of leadership, and it's five simple words: people support what they create. People support what they create. This is the defining leadership principle of my life. Every time I'm working with a leader and they're frustrated with the coworker, they can't get the team to be motivated and energized. The downline isn't performing. The upline isn't listening. We got this problem where, you know, you can't mobilize a movement, and or you started a political action committee and it didn't stick, or you started your nonprofit and no one contributed. It always comes down to a fundamental misperception about this topic of leadership. Leadership's fundamental principle is that people support what they create. If you want people to follow you, they must create with you. They must feel enabled, trusted, empowered, autonomous, capable, rewarded for participating in the journey, in what we'll call the vision today, right? If they don't have any hand in shaping it, and if they have no reward, autonomy, or trust in participating in it, they got no skin in the game. They got no reason to be enthusiastic, excited, hardworking, excellent. So what happens? Well, as you see around the world, it's like we have these command and control old models from, you know, the past, these dictatorial ways of leading, where it was like, do this, do this, do this, you know, very like, you know, early 1800s stuff that should have been done by the 1950s, but people are still learning. And so you have this situation where a lot of people still think of like, oh, I have positional leadership. I'm the boss, or I'm this leader. Everyone needs to only do these things. And it becomes a one-way street, or it becomes something where the leader doesn't have the connection with everybody else because no one has a part in it. They can't play yet. They don't believe in it yet. Even if they like you, even if they think you're an okay person, even if you had great successes in the past, if you don't get them collaborating to create where we're going, how we're going there, and how we'll be together, they're not interested. They'll pretend, they'll take the paycheck, but they'll be gone in 6 months. Or when the tough times hit, or the stock price goes down, they're bailing, man, because they're thinking, you know what? I'm not part of this. I'm not part of this. You know, the new buzzword of the last decade was certainly culture in organizations, even in our homes, right? Create a culture of openness, of diversity, create a culture of enthusiasm, create a culture of accountability, culture, 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 culture. What does that mean? Culture is the outcome of the philosophy that people support what they create. That we're collectively shaping a culture. Well, we collectively shape the leadership journey too. And so if you don't feel like you have buy-in from people, which is the number one complaint of all leaders worldwide in my research at the High Performance Institute, the number one thing I ever found was that leaders are disappointed, discouraged, or demotivated because they don't get buy-in from their teams. Most of the time, they blame the teams. They blame the organizational structure. They blame the old leaders. They blame their spouse, their partner. They blame anybody they can. Why won't the school board listen to me? Why won't this person? They won't do this. I have this idea. No one comes along. It's because you have this idea and you didn't invite anyone to come along. You just told people what to do. You told people how to think. You told people how it's supposed to go. And I'm telling you, we live in a participative global culture now, where people want a voice. And so much of leadership is understanding where to open conversations
to allow diverse voices to come in, have a perspective on something, even if you or the leaders maintain that decision-making authority, which we'll talk about later, the active participation and enrollment of conversation is the difference maker. And your job as a leader, listen to this, is to hold that space, to set the standard, the expectation, the structure for that space for other people to participate. Now, I know some of you, the leaders out there are like, yeah, but that's super hard, the timing of that and when, and some people have a voice, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're not an expert, Brandon. Why would I listen to them? And oh my gosh, does this mean more meetings for me? Don't worry. This isn't about you doing more meetings just to listen casually. We'll get to those practices later. The principle I want you to write down, people, support, what they create. The five most important words in all of leadership, people support what they create. If you get that principle, we can change the world. When you don't get that principle, you don't get the followers. Now, with that, I want to introduce a concept, you know, that I've literally been teaching for 21 years now. I don't like the word followers. I don't like the word leaders versus, or the positioning leaders versus followers. If you've studied with me before, I really believe you have leaders, and instead of followers, you have collaborators. It's just a different way of defining things. Unfortunately, in our world, because of popularity and ego, when someone follows you on the internet, it all became about a one-way street. And so now we've ingrained in people's human behavior this idea that I broadcast my world and you should follow it. That's come into organizations. I tell you what to do and you should follow it. Versus, hey, we're co-creating this organization together. We're co-creating this team. We're co-creating this marriage. We're co-creating this family. Soon as you get that you're co-creating your family together, you're a different styled parent.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Most troubles in parenting relationships and familial relationships come from an old model that it's the parent versus the kids, and you do what I say, or you're not loved, you're dead to me. That really didn't work so good. We've learned that to have healthy and adaptive children, they need to feel part of the family process. They need to feel connected, cared for, and collaborative, literally, in how their day goes, how their life goes. They need to have a voice in it. Or later in their life, they're more passive towards chasing what's important to them. They never developed that autonomy early enough. So now, unfortunately, they do. They follow whatever's happened at school. They follow whatever's happening with that peer set. And they follow it often right into places you didn't want them to go. And so by controlling them too much, it removes their autonomy. By removing their autonomy, now they'll follow often the wrong people at the wrong time, stay in the wrong relationships because they didn't develop personal autonomy. Why? Because someone in their life too late failed to realize that this person had to be participating in shaping their life, their days, their weeks, their dreams, their destiny earlier. And I think that's so important in this world today. where you get a lot of blind followership to ideology or darker kind of like the darker side of humanity, where people don't question or they don't think because they haven't been participating in shaping their life. And we have to be aware of that as leaders. It's like, oh, you're going to have some people on your team who are super participative, and other people, they were never given autonomy or trust or a voice, and they're super smart, but you're not getting enough from them. They just need to be enrolled to participate in a different way than the person who's always had the benefit of being in communities where they were heard. We live in a world right now where so many people have never actually been heard. Then we expect them to perform as high performers in their organizational settings. It's like, oh, you have to be aware of these things. Some members of your team and some members of your family haven't been heard, haven't felt heard, haven't been allowed space for it. And I don't just mean listened to. I mean being allowed space to make decisions together about what's important. And that's just so critical. People support what they create. So you got to be thinking, I would love for you to evaluate yourself as a leader. Go, okay, on a scale, this is the workshop part. This is personal development, right? We're going to do the work. If you wrote down people support what they create, I'm curious, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, you don't get that. 1's a bad number, okay? 1's the worst. I won't give you a 0. We'll give you a 1. And then there's 10. I'm going to ask you 2 questions to score yourself here. 1 to 10. First score, how conscious have you been about this principle? Like when I say people who support their great, you're like, oh yeah, I get that. I've been doing that. I'm aware of that. That's important to me. 1 has not been on my radar. 10, that's been on my radar. Did you know the higher you score on that, the higher life satisfaction you have, the higher connection you have with your employees, the longer your employees tend to stay employees? I know that's not, you're not all organizational leaders, but it basically means that the better you've been conscious about this and practicing it, the happier your culture, your team, and others are. They want to be on that journey. So put that front of dashboard. I call it front of radar. Like that's on your radar. That's on your dashboard. Have I been leading in this style, or at least aware of this? People support what they create. Okay, got it. The second way I'd love you to score that is to take a look at the most critical members of your team. Maybe this is your executive team, or the most important people in your life, your family, and look at each of them individually through this lens. It's like, oh, has this person been co-creating the experience with me? Have they been active in that or passive in that? And not as a judgment to them, like a 1, they're bad. It's that, oh, if they are a 1, I, as a leader, need to create a process, a rhythm, a meeting, an opportunity for this person to get some decision-making authority, to establish some trust, to, if anything, to be heard more in meetings. Maybe this person is never called on. They never get the opportunity. And you're gonna like, oh, I'm gonna be aware this person has not been participating. And I need that participation from them if we're gonna have long-term success, and we need to participate together. So let me have that. So I'm always thinking about that. And when I work with leaders and I coach them in high performance, it's always about, okay, let's work through your team. Let's walk through this principle and let's talk about each of these critical team members. And do they feel empowered to be part of the process? Because people support what they create is ultimately people being part of the process. Because guess what? When they're part of the process, they've helped come up with the decisions. They're working towards something they had a hand in. They fight for it. They stay focused on it. They have ego and decision-making in that process, and they want to protect it. When someone has an idea, you know what they want to do? They want to own that. They want to protect that. They want to perpetuate that. They want to ensure that that idea lives. And they'll do that sometimes sanely and unsanely. You could look at across humanity, the worst of the human conditions and human actions in the world came from people who had an idea and they believed it and they shaped it and they fought for it till death when it was destructive towards others. And the most beautiful parts, the better angels of our nature, came from those times in which we had an idea. We were participative in that idea, continuing shaping it, evolving it, making it even better. And as we made that even better, oh, okay, we made it together better together. We'll fight for it. We'll participate in it, but we'll do it for positive ends. It's a difference maker, isn't it? If you look around the world, even today, like at a higher political levels, as an example, and that idea of democracy, of a participative democracy, that's a different way of thinking, and it changed the shape of history. And you saw people still, we're still refining what our republic is and how it works together. We're still trying to figure out our systems and our rules. We're still working on an active democracy. And that's an incredible thing and an incredible blessing. And it's one reason why the country leads the world, right? People support what they create. Now, I don't want to get political with you, or people are like, oh, I don't agree with this, or oh, those Americans or whatever. I'm just here to say there is definable, demonstrable, and great examples across organizations, across political systems, across socioeconomic systems, that when people are allowed to participate, better ideas come up, people have more buy-in, people stay committed over the long term, humans become more resilient themselves. It's important. It's so important. So please take an active role in this day. Score yourself, be honest, and think about this and how you can amplify this. If all you did is understand this principle, and you practice this principle at the deepest levels, you would so far surpass almost everybody you're working with, I promise.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me
at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.